Zvachim, Perikei, Mishnah Vav 5, 6, and now the Mishnah turns to the other category of Zvachim called Kachim Kalim, the lesser sanctified. And as we said already, Kachim Kalim really are different from Kachim in three primary ways. The first is that they are not subject to Meila, at least not while they're alive, after they're Shechta, then they Muramar. Second of all, the Avodah can be done for them anywhere in the Azara, not just in the northern part. And third of all, after they've been offered, so the meat can be eaten anywhere inside of Yerushalayim's walls, not just inside the Azara of the temple courtyard. Okay, so the first of the topics that the Mishnah will discuss here is the Toda and the Eil Nazir. These essentially are kind of subcategories of the Shlamim being the peace offering and sort of the primary prototype for Kachim Kalim. But the Toda and the Eil Nazir are separated out in this Mishnah first because they're different from a Shlamim in a couple basic ways. First of all, the Korban Toda is brought with some loaves of bread, four types of bread. The Eil Nazir are two types of bread. And also the time frame for eating them is smaller. While normally with the Shlamim you have the day that it's offered as well as the next day and the night in between the two. When it comes to a Toda and the Eil Nazir, you just have the day that it's offered as well as the night afterwards. So a shorter time frame, and actually there are going to be some loaves of bread, types of bread offered with these as well. Okay, so let's discuss it very briefly. The Toda, as I said before, that's essentially a Shlamim. It's brought for four very specific instances where a person essentially is in danger and then is saved. The mnemonic, the Gemara brings, it's known as Chaim, Chet Yud Yud Mem. Chet stands for Chavush, if you're held in captivity. Yud stands for Yusurin, if a person is facing, suffering and illness. The second Yud is for Yam, one who traverses the ocean. And the last is Mem, which stands for Midbar, one who traverses the wilderness. These are all like life-threatening situations. If one survives them, so then he brings a Toda, Thanksgiving offering to Hashem. And that, again, is reflected in the modern-day halacha, no Beis HaMikdash, of course. But we do Bench Gomel, as it's called. There in the Shulisi, people will say a special bracha, a Gomel Chayvim Tovim, for those who survive such things. The Eil Nazir literally means the ram of the Nazir. When the Nazir completes his Nazirus term, he brings a number of karbanos. We'll call it the primary one is this Eil Nazir, and that's the one, if you recall, there's like his hair gets cut off and put under a pot, and it's used in the fire under the pot. That's this Eil Nazir. It basically boils down to being like a Shlamim also, but it has a couple differences. The two notable ones really are three notable ones really are, first of all, time frame is shorter, like the Toda. It comes with a couple loaves of types of bread, two types of bread, not four like the Toda, none of which are chametz. When it comes to Toda, there's one of the four types of chametz. And also, when you give gifts of the what are called the matanos, to the portions of the Kohen, so in addition to the usual gifts that a Shlamim or Toda have, which is the chazeh, kind of the chest and throat of the animal, and the shok, the right hind leg. In addition, the Eil Nazir also gives the zeroah, that's the foreleg, the front right leg, that's what goes in the pot, that's the zeroah b'shel, that's cooked in that pot over his hair. Okay, so these two, says the Mishnah, Hatoda ve'Eil Nazir, Kadshim Kalim, they're of lesser sanctified status, Shechitasim b'chol makom ba'azara, and therefore they can be shechted anywhere within the temple courtyard area from the Ezra Cicero inwards. V'daman to'un shtei metanoshin arba, like the asham and the ola and we saw the shalmei tzib before, so they are thrown on the two throws that are the four corners and northeast and southwest corners. V'ne'echal b'chol ha'ir. The meat can be eaten anywhere inside the city of Yerushalayim. L'chol adam, anyone can eat it, not just kohanim or male kohanim. B'chol ma'achal, they can be eaten in any way, in the food preparation, in any way, again, in contrast to the Pesach. L'yom v'layla ad chatzos, and the time frame, again, is smaller than the usual shlamim. It's just the day on which it's offered, and the night afterwards, only until chatzos, the same din derabanan, lest one leave it till nosar, till the morning, and then it's if he ate it, would be chayav karas. Hamuram mehem, the portions which are separated from them to be given to the Kohen. Again, muram, like the word truma, kind of means a gift, but also the connotation is like harim is to elevate, to lift up. So the elevated portions which are given to the Kohanim, which again, according, which is when it comes to the Toda, would be the the chazeh and shok, the chest and throat, and that's the chazeh and the shok, the right hind leg. And for the nazir also, we're talking about the foreleg, the front leg on the right-hand side, the zeroa. And actually, halakhically tied into this would also be those loaves of bread. The Torah has four types of bread, one of which is chametz. You bake into 10 loaves each, so 40 loaves total. And one of each of the four types, meaning four loaves in total, are given to the Kohanim to eat. That's for Toda. And for the El Nazir, there's just two types of bread. None of them are chametz. But again, you bake them into 10 loaves each, so 20 loaves total. One of each type, two of them go to the Kohanim. All that stuff, Kiyotzi Behem, have the same status as the meat, meaning it is going to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim and in the same time from the day and the night afterwards. Ele Shamurim Ne'echol Kohanim. Now, the people who eat this separated part that goes to the Kohanim isn't just the Zichrei Kohanim, not the male Kohanim only, but also their wives, meaning a woman who's married to a Kohen, specifically Nesuin, that she's actually his like functional wife, not just Kedusha, that he's like they're legally married but not yet living together as husband and wife. Levenehem, also their children, again, these are children who essentially are part of the Kohen's family, so it wouldn't include, say, like a daughter who married somebody else, not Kohen. Ula Avdehem and their slaves. This is specifically talking here about an Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave who lives as part of the household. They're also sort of considered part of the Kohen's household, and they can eat from the gifts that are given from these as well.